Hey everyone, this is Jordan. I just wanted to add at the top of the show that we acknowledge that it has definitely been a really long time between drinks, and we thank you for your patience. This is a season 5 finale episode with just Irvi and I, because Anna was sick at the time that we were recording this. We know that we have been very sporadic with recording and stuff like that, but we've got something very exciting planned for 2024, and we're so, so, so keen to share it with you. Hate to be one of those like, oh, big things planned, girls, but big things planned. There, I said it. Enjoy the episode. Please subscribe, and we're sorry again. Life is life, but next year things will be different. We already know that. Love you.
Welcome to Sex
and the Sex in the Sex.
This is a Sex in the City podcast.
My name's Irvi and I have seen all the episodes heaps of times.
My name is Jordan and I'm watching them for the first time now. First time around, and I'm almost at the end of the series. This is a special episode, a unique episode, because Anna's not here.
She died. No jokes.
No.
She's just in bed. We are doing this in the middle of the Comedy Festival in Melbourne. And so, it wasn't maybe the smartest move, but we've lost one person.
We're already down one, and we also couldn't secure a guest because
everyone's too busy.
And also, who the fuck wants to?
I felt bad even asking. I was like,
do you want to come in? It's 9:30, 10 a.m. at least. So early in the morning. For those listening at home, this is the crack of dawn. I know it seems crazy, but like, especially if you're. Like, I'm not going out. Like, I'm not partying, but I was just out last night because I had to do some gigs.
I had to see some shows.
And then you get home and you're not eating. I mean, I am having potato gems for breakfast as we speak.
I keep buying takeaway and then, like, throwing half away. It's like, who do I think I am?
I know. I'm the same. I'm so shitty with money at the moment. And I'm just like, I'll just deal with it later. And then me dealing with it later is just being broke. But poor Anna has tonsillitis, which sucks. And I am actually very grateful that she said something rather than like a soldier through, because otherwise we would both get sick. Yeah, because usually, I don't know. I feel like tonsillitis is like, it happens when you already have like a cold or like a virus or something like that. Like you're sick. And then the first thing that happens is like, your tonsils flare up. Who have chronic tonsillitis, it's like the first thing to go. So poor fucking Anna is sick and still has what, like 10 shows to go. So go see Hot Department. This won't be out.
It won't be out in time, but for future. So they know how hard we work.
Yeah, exactly. So this was like a really special episode that's just like, I feel like kind of relaxing.
It'll be really relaxing. Once Anna's voice gets better, we might get her to like say her 2 cents.
We'll give her 30 seconds to speak now or forever hold her peace.
But I think it fits the episode as well, because it's not too there's nothing too dramatic that happens. And
no,
yeah,
feels like the most, potentially the most nothing like season finale I've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of interesting. It would be good to like map the whole season 5 and see what story elements are actually going on, because not that much happens, I guess.
Because this is like the 9/11 season,
is it?
Right?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Because like the last episode of last season was I Love New York.
Oh, yeah. This is after.
Yeah. And so this is like shit is going. So I feel like they're really like nothing heavy. They're like really skating the surface here.
We're not doing like big, but I kind of like it because I feel like it mirrors the like dating world properly, because it's like, it's kind of just like a series of nothings.
Absolutely. And it's like, what more can these girlies do? Like they're at the tail end of the series too. And they're also like way too expensive now.
Yes.
It's only 8 episodes.
Yeah, I know. Why is that? Just it's too much money.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think they just gave up. Should we get into the IMDb?
Yes, let's read that.
So there's like 2 little paragraphs here. So there's one written by KGF and then one that's just been like written by somebody else.
Anonymous. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
The women head to the Hamptons for the wedding. Oh, this episode is called I Love a Charade. I love it. The women head to the Hamptons for a Hamptons for the wedding of a flamboyant lounge singer. Charlotte's affair with her lawyer takes an interesting turn. And then this is the KGF one. So that was just like a brief little thing by nobody. But this is KGF, our boy. I'm fully in the position of he's a boy.
I feel like it's definitely a guy. I'm sorry. If not literally, then
I mean, if we were to ever find out, we would obviously respect whoever they are. But in my mind, it's
giving
it's a
strong
boy.
Teenage boy or yeah. old man.
But literally, like no in between. No. Either extremely like beginning of life, end of life. Okay, the girls have a all with entertainer Bobby Fine, but are baffled when the ever presumed homo announces his marriage to society lady Bitsy von Muffling. Great name.
Yes, Bitsy.
Bitsy von Muffling. Charlotte announces her improbable relationship with her all but classy Jewish lawyer, Hairy Harry, with the best sex ever, and decides to go to the wedding with him. First, Samantha invites the girls and many guests to Richard's villa in the Hamptons, but finds her host skills are challenged by a challenge than expected.
More challenged? Or?
There we go. There is a yeah. more in there. Sorry, KGF, I undersold you there. But finds her host skills are more challenged than expected, notably by some young girls who claim Richard's standing invitation to use his pool. At the marriage, just about everybody plays some charade, maybe.
Yeah.
Or is supposed to. Even Standard's super hunky lover Marcus no longer does him in bed.
Oh my God. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh yeah, Stanford does say something about not having sex in ages.
Yes, KGF, what the fuck? But they seem happy.
Yeah.
Together, like it was actually kind of sweet,
it
just being like
cute. They were laughing together. Okay, my
they were.
I feel like it's definitely very, but
I think it's because you moved away from the mic.
You reckon?
If you stay on it, like keep talking.
Okay, yeah, that sounds way better.
So yeah, because I think you went like this.
Okay, so if I speak,
Yeah.
Okay, we're really pro.
Guys, we're in a studio. This is so fucking stupid. We booked a studio
to get
back on the horse, and it's like the week that I guess, you know what, if it had been like the second week or something like that, maybe we could have done it, but we just.
It's too dead now.
And everything's happening in like your personal life.
Yeah.
So I mean, not to get into it, but it's like, no, and no, mine too. Like we're all fucking, I mean that just blanketly, like we're blanket. All so. All over the place, and this was like a little peek behind the curtain for the listener. Like we booked this in like months ago, being like this
it was
is
so
it.
Long ago, and then I had to change it. Sorry for I had to change it from 1 week.
Oh
and
my
then
god,
we like moved into
it. Would have been exactly the same. The week that we did it was like still amongst the comedy festival, still the busiest month. I just think that we love you guys.
Yeah, so we're doing it. We're trying really hard, and you should.
Yeah, all five of you, and we're really trying to make this work. It is just hard with like. Conflicting schedules and all of us needing to work.
It's too hard.
It's too much.
Yeah. We can do another. Yeah. We'll get season six done though. We're almost at the end.
Oh, we're so close. Yeah. And it's going to be hot.
And season six is fun.
I'm excited. I'm also really enjoying Sex and the City at the moment.
Yes. It's such a good comfort.
Yeah. I wanted to keep watching. Did you keep watching after the episode finished?
I didn't, just because I'm getting, I get confused, but the last time we took a break, I did watch like all of the rest of season five.
But you're watching Girls at the moment.
Yes. So we'll do that. Let us know if you want us to do Girls next. There's like six seasons. It's so good. I feel like we should.
And I feel like it's a good like place to be watching.
Yeah, it's a good one after a sudden return.
Yeah, absolutely.
The same.
Your voice crackling. Just
a sudden return after a sudden return to reflect.
Emma Watson had a sudden return. Well, everybody has one.
So everyone has one. She's not that special. No, I don't know why I've got this like random beef with them. It's just because my, Jonathan one time said that she was hot and I just have never been able to let it go.
No, that's so funny.
She is hot, but I feel like she's overrated.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was like kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Like, right?
I don't think anything really happened. So that's why we were trying to get through the notes.
Yeah.
So we start with, so she keeps saying like Zaza Zoo.
Fuck that.
Why?
Zaza Zoo. You have to be like, she's just saying like the spark.
It's like, can you not say it in like the most cringe way possible?
Yeah. And just also being like the Zaza Zoo. And it's also like, Carrie, that's such an insight into your life. If you're like, I can't ever lose the Zaza Zoo.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, like not to be like, they're downer.
But that's like the last, there's a scientific like explanation for it as well, because it's you will never feel the same again after the first year and a half of your relationship. Because it's like literally the spark dies, because like biologically it goes and then you go, in like caveman times we would have just been getting into childbearing. So that's when you like stop having any spark and
get into business.
Yeah. So yeah, you can't have it forever.
You can't. And imagine if you did.
It would be exhausting.
Oh my God.
You don't care.
But you see people who like are constantly like chasing the spark, which is Carrie.
Yes.
And that's why she gets in like shit relationships.
Yes.
Because the spark remains if you're treated terribly.
Exactly. Mr. Big will always have a spark because he's like never going to.
Because he's never there. Happy.
Yeah. He's like drawing out the year and a half period into like 5 years. So.
Because he makes her feel so shit so often that like when he gives her like one compliment, it's like, oh my God, the spark.
Yes. And Carrie's like a hopeless romantic because she's always like gazing out into like the New York skyline and needing the spark to happen. But I can't remember, was it because so they're at the piano bar listening to their friend play, and then Nathan Lane. Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I'm so bad with like references and who that is.
But. Oh my God, that's fine. Have you seen The Lion King?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Pumbaa.
Oh,
wait, Timon. He's the Hakuna Matata guy.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cool. Okay, he was great. And and he is, yeah, and then he's getting married even though they're convinced that he's gay. So it sends her into a frenzy of like, what is love?
It really does send her into a frenzy. Like the way she reacts, the way they all react is so funny. They're sitting there in this piano bar and he's just like doing little zingers like, ever read books? Oh my God, what does he say? He was like, books, remember them? They used to be, now they're called DVDs. And it was such a beautiful like time capsule moment of being like, you thought DVDs were distracting? Like, babe.
Don't even start. Exactly.
It's about to get a whole lot worse.
And I love how overtly like gay sounding he is. Like when he's like, he says things like, oh, Miss Charlotte, how you do go on or something like that.
Yes.
And yeah, the girls are just like, can't work it out. Like, how is this possible?
So funny. Because she's standing there, Mitzi McButtfuck or whatever her name is. Mitzi Little Two Hag.
Yeah.
She's got, like, she's standing there being like, and the sex is amazing. And then he just like, like whispers into her ear being like, oh, Miss Charlotte, how you do go on? And I was just funny. Why. It's so funny.
I was watching the episode at like 2 a.m. I just have no proper notes. It's just like.
I couldn't take any notes this episode because I was just like.
There's not much going on.
Yeah. But also like the title, I feel like one of the themes is like love is a charade.
Yes.
Like, and like the different kinds of like. Love that you see, like they talk about companionship and they're like, maybe this is just companionship between these two. And also just like Charlotte realizing that she's in love with Harry as well. Yes,
totally.
That was really beautiful.
That was really cute. So in this episode we have Charlotte pretty much, I think it was, when she's like constantly nagging him to like wash his hands or he just has like a bit of like a grubbiness to him, but it's really cute because he's, really into her. But you can see, for me, I think it was like triggering because I feel like you can see like the start of like naggy relationship for life happening as well. And I'm like, just let it go. And I just want to, I'm going through a breakup, everyone. So it's just like everything is.
Let it go.
Triggering. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you're never going to be able to change this grubby habit. So don't try, bitch.
No, but actually, and also just like stuff like the thing with like Charlotte and what I've like find about what she wants to change about him is it like, she really does like him and love him, but the things that she like wants to change are like, what is him? Like, even like, I know he's got a hairy back and that he's like fixable, but like even that
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of like the way that being in like a social class fucks you, because she is like, she's just been told her whole life that she needs to date someone like of like Trey McDougall type standard. So she's, I feel like their marriage is going to be them. I mean, if they get married.
Thanks.
Their relationship, like, even if they're together just for a short time, it's just like, I feel like there is like a real pain in, because I feel like I felt the same way from like where I went to school and the way I was, that it's just like trying to make other people like live to this like random standard, which is also suffocating. Just watching that, I'm just like, it's just annoying.
It's too hard.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it is just like, funny how much you like internalize those pressures as well. Like, I think that like Charlotte just thinks that that's just a nice way of living.
Totally.
Or like, you know, but then she doesn't realize how much it's like stopping her from like falling in love.
Yes. And like every single thing he does, she's like, honey, oh God, no.
Blah, blah. Yeah.
I can't remember. Did they end up having, she ends up being happy with him like in this episode?
Yeah. She is. They go dancing at the wedding.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they're at this like cute. This sham wedding and they, and they're dancing and she's like, I think I'm falling in love with you. And then what's like interesting is that like she has all these like reasons why they can't be together. And yeah. Like, and assumes, what's funny is like she's assuming that like, of course he's obsessed with her because he is.
Yeah.
But like she's assuming that she's the decision maker in this situation because she's a 10 and he's not.
Yes.
But then like it gets flipped on her because he's like, well, I have to be like, where will this go? Like, because they're both at a certain age that it's like, if we're going to pursue this, then we have to like
just lock it down.
Yeah. Like, let's just like make it worthwhile. And also like, if we do get married, like I'm Jewish. I have to marry Jew.
Yes. That bombshell. I totally forgot.
It's so wild. And then like fucking Carrie being like, she found out of a Zaza Jew.
Carrie,
can you fuck off, Carrie, for 1 second? I like wasn't quite looking at the screen, and for I thought that she like snuck in between them and just been like, "Azaza Jew." It's like, fuck off.
Yeah,
I find that really interesting. That happens in. Have you ever watched Veep?
No, I really I wanted to though.
It's a great. I actually think you would love it.
True, yeah.
It's a real comfort show for me right now. Like I just have it on rotation at the moment, and like there's just. This thing where Selena Meyer, who is like the lead, who's Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's like having this affair with this like Saudi like lobbyist and like she is like she dumps him because she can't, like she's gonna run for president or something, and she's like, I can't be seen dating like an Islamic guy. He's like, and then he was like, I can't be seen dating you, like, and the way that like she kind of flips it, like she's gonna try to break up. I'm butchering this, but like she wants to break up with him, and then he starts breaking up with her before she can get in there because he's like, no, it's way more
worse.
It's way worse for me being seen dating a non-Islamic woman, and she's like, you can get fucked. And like, it was just like so funny how like shocked people are when the tables are turned.
Totally.
Like, did you ever like date someone that you were like, I don't know, I'm just like seeing this person. Yes. I don't really care. And then they turn on you.
And they're like, what? Yeah, totally. I'm trying to have a think. I feel like nothing. I've only had like 3 boyfriends, so it's not like a great life. I feel like
I've only had one partner. Yeah. And like no, but I remember I used to go on these dates. I remember this like one guy who was like literally the nicest person, but for a bit I was like, I'm not really sure. And I was also like questioning my sexuality a little bit at the time too. And I was like, I don't really know. And then he started backing off and like wasn't that interested. And then I was like, wait.
Yes. I feel like there's definitely been times like that. I just can't remember any right now. But
it's a disease.
But yeah, it's a bruise to the ego, and I feel like I'm gonna have to I feel like I'm gonna stay off the dating apps for like a year or something because I just can't be bothered right now. But then in time, I feel like I'm just dreading all the like dates and stuff. So it'll just be like a mind fuck, but you guys will help me through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Season 6. And girls.
And the movies.
And the movies.
And just like that.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
These girls all start the series and they're all single and they're like mid 30s and they also don't care and they live the best lives.
Soon I'll be like getting some guy to wax his back hair and like,
or maybe you'll get a guy to eat him out and then you'll leave right after.
Literally.
I think, eat, pray, love.
Yes, but it's a funny dynamic when your ego is bruised because you thought you were like a perfect 10. I feel like when we went to couples therapy, I always walked in being like, I'm obviously like the right one. And I was like, okay, so all I need you to do is just like literally say like all the reasons why I'm right.
Yeah.
And then I'd leave and she'd be and like by the end of the session, she's like, Irvi, you really should be medicated. Like, how is this possible? Like, stop telling me to get medicated. It's like, as my like, yeah, it was just really annoying. So
that is annoying.
Yeah.
And also, so it's just so, it's the same as like when I like you start explaining like a beef you have, not a beef, but like if I start explaining like an annoyance I have with someone and like halfway through I realize it's because like they do exactly what I do. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're like, oh, I just like,
cool.
And you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. This is just saying so much more about me than.
Yeah, for sure.
I hate that shit. Also, that's annoying. Fuck your therapist.
I know. I'm like, what are we in like the 1800s? It's like, how convenient.
So funny. Yeah, because I think Charlotte was like surprised that that was like what her love like looked like. And then I think the wedding was like really beautiful. Like I liked that the vows are really sweet and they were all of the girls were really like moved by it.
Yeah, that was cute. Carrie's dress, I haven't seen that kind of dress in so long. Like the balloon. Oh,
also, was she wearing a wig?
Yeah, maybe. Actually, yes. Actually, I've got the same hair as Carrie kind of at the moment. So
no,
maybe.
Her hair at the wedding, she looked like one of those like Afghan dogs.
Oh my God,
yes. You know, the ones with like the long hair that look like they've had a blowout.
The curl at the end.
Yeah.
Now I remember. Charlotte looked really beautiful.
Yeah.
As always.
Classic.
But yeah, they were all really moved and the lilac theme. So Miranda's storyline being like, I feel like she gets the most boring ones, but it's like Steve comes around and they have sex. and then she like looks at some lilacs and then at the end of the episode, Brady's like holding the lilacs and Steve's not picking up. So it's just yep. like... okay, this studio is like haunted. It's the ghost of Steve.
That baby as well is looking crazy.
It's like, oh, I guess I can't say my act out, but
it's got like little hair there. Its eyes are like popping out of its head.
It looks like a meme baby.
Yeah, and it looks like whenever anyone talks to him, he's gonna talk back.
Yeah, he's like a full on like little person man. Like,
hey, you sound exactly like Steve.
Totally.
They had sex. Good for them.
I know. It's like, well, obviously, like, what else are you going to do? And it's like, I just don't, the whole like single parenting, even more so now that people are having babies, I don't even know. Like,
yeah.
I think I'd rather get rid of it. No, sorry to any single parents there, but it's like, just, I couldn't do it. I think
and I'm also like, they should have, I don't know. I feel like they should be living together.
Yes.
To make it easier. Or like, because she's got a big enough apartment for Steve to have another room.
Exactly.
But she's obviously going to end up with him like for now.
Until Che. No other options. Yeah.
Yeah. They really fucked her over her plot lines, right?
It makes it sound like having, because it's kind of just sad. It's like, well, obviously like if you're around the one person you're around that you like created the baby with and you're so tired, you can't do anything else. And you have no friends that have babies.
It's so funny. They're literally like telling Miranda and Charlotte to settle. Like I know that Harry's really great, but like even like with him, they're like, see, you gotta give ugly guys a go. Not that he's ugly, but like the way that they frame it is like that.
Totally.
Just being like, hey, you never know. Maybe like, you'll be interested in uggo.
Yeah, it's like you'll find love in the most random places or where you least thought you would.
And then with Miranda, they're like, you haven't gone out or done anything, and this man is here. So
literally, and he's seen you through everything. it kind of just feels like just friendships. I guess maybe the message is also like companionship is good or something.
And they have each other. Like, and that's sweet. And like, what is Harry says something that like makes them all like, they're like, oh, I like Harry.
Oh, yeah. What was it again?
I can't remember. Something when during the vows.
Yeah. He's kind of like charming or something.
Yeah. And he is. He's really charming.
Totally.
He's wearing a white suit. Yeah. What was the deal with Burger? So Carrie was like being like, so they go to the Hamptons and they're staying at Samantha's place. Samantha is like, has a weird plot line where she's just
goes nuts over Richard having.
I don't even know how to get into it though. Like, what is?
I don't know how her story really relates to everything else, but I love when she's so she's trying to get payback by, you know, using his house, and then she's like, Carrie, you don't think Richard's sleeping with any of these like 20-year-olds, is he? And Carrie's like, no, they're just good friends.
Yeah. I was like actually gasped when they got their tits out.
Oh my god, it was like full on.
And I was like, that's actually insane at a party. Just to get, imagine if you were at a party in the daytime.
Just to like have your boobs
and
out.
These two like three of them just got their fucking tits out.
I know. So when Samantha throws the rock melon, I just love it. I feel like that's just great behavior.
And the way it absolutely slashes the window.
And Carrie being like, are you crazy? I just haven't seen anyone do like crazy with
you're crazy with the full like with fingers in the loop. So funny. Imagine if you saw your friend do that.
Just be like, yeah, you probably will soon.
But also I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Get
just go for it.
Then at the like truck stop or whatever that they're at, they see Burger. So it's been so long. Can you please remind me of Burger?
Who the fuck is he? Yeah, I feel like I was trying to remember as well, but I feel like she was already dating Aiden or something. Not that it's like stopped her in the past from just letting go, but pretty much. I think he's the one who has the same agent as her, and then they like get a coffee one time after they were like reading a book or something, or like met in their agency.
Mm.
So I think he was kind of like interesting because he like does writing, but he is like typical arts. I was triggered again because it's like typical, like you can just tell he's just like someone who did like arts at uni, and we all know types.
So. Yeah.
He's riding a motorcycle. He's kind of awkward. And why does he run away again in this episode? He like
because so they meet at the truck stop and it's kind of cute, and she's like, although she's being fucking psycho as per, what does she say?
She invites him to the house.
Yeah, to the party. And she's also like, he's talking about his motorcycle and like, it's like, I had to pull over because a bug flew into my helmet and I had a heart attack. And she's like, not so easy rider. And I was like,
you're a rider, yeah. Carrie.
And I was like, oh, that's right. You're funny. They keep telling us you're funny with your shit fucking joke.
Not so easy rider.
Not so easy rider, I guess.
And then do they meet up?
Like, yeah, at the party.
Obviously, and she's really present.
But she's like sitting on his jacket, like on the grass, and they're talking about their breakups because he's just gone through one. And then she goes on this like big monologue about how hard it is. She's like, "How I can't do it again. I can't. Basically, not want to date." Like, she doesn't actually sound. To be fair to Carrie, I would go on one of those like. Rants again, just being sure. Like, because it didn't feel like too crazy.
She was just saying she wouldn't get into a relationship again.
She was kind of like, why do we do it? And was like, should I even do it again? If like, because I think that it was like less like, she kind of stepped away from like being flirty with Burger and just being like, he was like, you know, it was really tough. We had a hard time. Or like, we broke up before we could have our summer salads or whatever when he's talking about his ex making a garden.
Yeah.
And then I think she saw like, she was like, yeah, exactly. Like breakups are hard, and was fully like, why do we do it? Do it. Like, it makes me not even want to get into a relationship again. Like blah, 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 which I didn't think is like obviously not true. Cause she's on the pool, but like, I think,
he takes it as like, it's like if you were going into like attachment styles, I feel like it's definitely avoidant.
He freaked out. Yeah,
first sign of like issues, he's like running away. So
he literally started pulling his jacket. She like fell backwards because she was sitting there and he's like tugging on this jacket.
Get off, you fat bitch. She's like, obviously not at all.
Yeah, I feel, it was so funny watching her just like fall backwards and her not helping. Like,
no.
I feel like he pulled and she's like,
She's like, what? She's always like shocked that anyone's walking away.
It's so funny. But then he comes back
to the wedding.
Yeah, and dances with her and is like, what does he say? He's like, why don't we go on a date
before we break up? And yeah. It's like, yeah, that would be a smart, normal thing to do. So
she's going to end up with Big. It's so stupid. Like, it's so funny. You see all this shit. And like, I mean, it's because I know spoilers. I know what.
How do you feel? Like, how do you just say, like, and just like that wasn't a thing?
Yeah.
Would you feel like it's still signposting saying she's going to end up with him?
Maybe they're trying to give us some kind of hope. Maybe they did like, they were like, Berger tested really well with audiences. So let's bring him back. Because also, like, perhaps, like, Chris Noth wasn't maybe certain to come back. Mm. It does feel like, I know they do a sixth season, but it did feel kind of like a weird little...
In between.
Yeah, like, or like a round off. Like,
yeah.
Charlotte ends up with this guy.
Yeah.
Carrie's like...
Met someone new again.
Yeah, Carrie does this, like, monologue being like, why do I even try with love? Mm-hmm. And then, like... there's a possibility again, like there's always hope.
That's true.
And then like Samantha just like throws a rock melon and Miranda ends up with Steve.
Yeah.
Like it felt like, you know, when it looks like, you know how sometimes shows try to
finish things off because you might not get a season six or whatever. That's an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, for sure. Cause I think it's interesting how shows have to do that. And like even with like Breaking Bad and stuff, which I was watching recently, the last episodes of each season, it's like kind of like arty because you can kind of leave it like that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's like Pretty Little Liars, which is not the same as Breaking Bad.
I haven't seen it.
It's so bad, but
is it?
Yeah. Oh, it's not a good show, but it is perfect. It's like the bold type.
Oh my God, really?
It's like it's similar to that. Like, you know, scratches an itch. You're Pretty not there for the plot.
Lies. Pretty Little Liars.
Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, Liars.
And it, Pretty Little.
Little Lies?
Pretty Little Lies. It's just about four lice and one of them goes missing.
That's like Big Little Lies, but I think that's why I didn't watch Big Little Lies for a little while. For a little while, because I thought it was Pretty Little Liars, but it's not.
Yeah, no, it's different. But I'm glad you wrote down Pretty Little Liars. I think it's a really shit show that you would
I
enjoy.
Love it. I need something easy like that.
But the... It could also, like, there probably were, like, pay disputes and stuff at this point, like, because they were so popular. Like, how much were they earning per episode?
Probably, like, millions. And also wasn't, like, what's her face? Samantha not happy because she wasn't getting the same amount as Carrie or something.
Yeah, that's true. And evidently it's not the same show without Samantha.
No. So when's Just Like That coming out, the next season? Probably sometime this winter.
Yeah, we might even be able to catch up.
Yeah, in time.
Let's not jinx it because we've said that before.
Every episode we're like, we'll be so organized.
I can't think of anything else that's like theme-wise in this apart from I really loved Samantha's dress in the wedding. I thought she looked really beautiful.
Yes. What did she look like again?
She was wearing like a tan, like spaghetti strap dress.
Yes.
That was kind of ruched at the top. And a nice necklace. I was just like, it's nice because like I feel like some of the clothes this season have been not good. Like, I don't know. They're making choices. Everybody deserves to make a choice with their fashion. But did you see what Carrie was wearing at the truck stop?
What was she wearing?
She was wearing like this. It was like a poncho, but it was made out of like crocheted, but it was like the gaps were so big. So it was just like, it looked like just a bunch of random little like
bubbles.
Woolen triangles on her. It was so fucking weird. And she's like talking to Berger and she like,
being a weirdo. I need to like look up I feel like I've just like zoned out of everything that didn't look good. I just remember Charlotte looking good at the wedding and that was kind of it.
Oh yeah. What was Charlotte wearing?
She was wearing, they were doing lots of like boob tubby dresses. And yeah, I'll look up afterwards. Like, what am I doing?
No, the boob tube stuff was really cute.
Yeah.
And it was nice seeing them like have fun together and like whatever. Samantha, I feel like, had a shit plot line in this.
Yeah, I don't even know what she did at the wedding.
She was just there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. It was fun to see her like throw
a rock melon. Yeah. But she has more to resolve, I think, in season six.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't 100%. Know how many episodes are in season six, but I feel like it's more than this. It's a long one.
This is a really short season.
Yeah.
I think because of 9/11. Well, yeah, it's the 2002 season.
Yeah.
So I feel like, and I think that that's why they kept it like
Super light.
Super light.
Yeah.
Insultingly light.
I know. What else is there to even say about this episode? I feel like it was good. Do you know what you'd rate it?
Yeah, I think I would give it maybe like a 7 out of 10. Yeah. Because it was just kind of, it was enjoyable. It was nice seeing like little Grady looking like a haunted.
Brady.
Oh, is it Brady?
I think so, yeah.
I've been calling him Grady.
Little Grady.
Grady, cheese. I love it. He was really funny. He really stole the show for me.
Yeah.
He looks like a little haunted doll.
I feel like the older I get, the cuter I find him. But I know when I was young, I never thought he was that cute. But I think he's cute now.
He is cute.
I would give it like a 6.5 just because the structure and didn't really seem to have that much structure. And it was funny at points, but it was just kind of like, it seemed like just like a mishmash of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't know what's going to happen for season 6. I think that we'll see Berger again.
Yeah.
But they'll bail on him early on it's going perfectly and then Big shows up and
as
fucks
always.
Everything. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, I know how this is going to work now. I feel like something's going to, this will be the, because I know Samantha has cancer.
How do you know that?
Because you think you said it. I think you might have told me that. So that'll be this season.
See how it plays out.
Yeah. And then Miranda and Steve will get together and probably get fucking married and yeah. Harry and Thingy will adopt that child. I've received a lot of spoilers. Okay.
I'm not going to confirm or deny any of but, yeah, it'll be a fun one and we'll have them we'll record them soon.
So yeah, then. We will. This is a very mellow ep of Sex and the Sex. I feel like that it kind of perfectly aligns with the end of this season though.
Yeah, it does and it's kind of all we can give right now. So I guess
this is and if so yeah. So that's that. And we hope Anna feels better soon.
Yes. And we'll be together soon with some guests.
We feel better soon.
I know. Maybe. We're tired, but we'll survive it and we'll have some fun guests for season 6. We could record an episode in Sydney.
We absolutely can.
Yeah.
We should. All right. We love you.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.